There's a breezy island in the Indian Ocean that looks a lot like paradise, except when the United States and Great Britain are conducting airstrikes. This past week, news reports identified the small island of Diego Garcia as a staging ground for bombers operating over Afghanistan. Diego Garcia is a British territory with a British military base on site that's essentially also rented by the U.S. military. U.S. Army newspaper Stars and Stripes calls Diego Garcia, quote, one of the sweetest overseas postings a sailor can get, period. We're joined now by Ted Morris, a retired Air Force major who spent a year living on Diego Garcia in the late 1980s. Major Morris, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Scott.
And is it such a sweet posting?
Yes, it can be very enjoyable. It can also be emotionally draining and physically demanding.
Well, tell us about all of that, the emotionally demanding part first, because it's just a long way from anybody's family, isn't it?
No one's allowed to take their families with them, so everyone's there on what we in the Air Force called a remote tour. And being remote, you're there by yourself, and you kind of entertain yourself as best you can, and everyone else is trying to do the same, but it's just not the same as being in a regular community.
How big is the island geographically?
It's actually about the size of Guam. It's about 17 miles north to south, and about 5 miles across, but of course it's hollowed out. It's the world's largest continuous atoll, and it looks like a footprint from the air of a right foot, and it's about 42 miles from tip to tip of the atoll with the opening at the north end.
And Major Morris, mind if I ask what folks do for fun when they're posted to Diego Garcia?
No, I don't mind that you ask. It's a wonderful place out there as far as extracurricular activities go, if you like fishing and swimming and snorkeling and fishing and swimming and snorkeling. And then there, at least when I was there, there was a lot of drinking.
I'm told the price of beer on Diego Garcia is congenial, let's put it that way.
Well, it was really inexpensive when I was there. I understand, though, that the Department of Defense now has become more concerned about the adverse effects of that, and they've raised the prices.
Did you feel the British influence on the island very much?
Yes, the Brit Club is probably the most interesting place on the whole island. It's the only all-ranks club. Anyone could go to the Brit Club and enjoy themselves and let their hair down.
Well, we've seen some pictures on a website. It seems to be Royal Marines dressed in women's lingerie with a Union Jack on it.
That sounds like the Brits. You remember the old Milton Berle shows and Jack Benny, and those folks would cross-dress a lot. It was a pretty wild spot.
Was that brought about by the sense of isolation and that can set in after a while?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that when you're in an extremely isolated location like Diego Garcia is, that a lot of the social norms that you would never dream of doing back home pop out of people at the oddest moments, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. You were last there in 1988.
Yes, sir.
But it sounds like you're still kind of fascinated by the place.
It's one of those life-changing places because of its isolation, because of the workload, because of the importance of the mission out there. I think a lot of people do change when they go out there for a year, and most people remember it fondly. You know, the bad stuff fades away as time goes by, and you remember the good times and the friends and the experiences. It's just one of those kind of places.
Mr. Morris, it's been nice to talk to you.
Scott, it was a real pleasure. Thanks very much.
Ted Morris, a retired Air Force major. We spoke with him at his office in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Major Morris runs a website that has all sorts of information on Diego Garcia. Pictures too, Mr. Morris?
Yes, lots of pictures.
Okay, you'll find a link to all that site at npr.org.